and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 5. The Sermon on the Mount of our Lord Jesus Christ, seemingly indeed at the beginning of his ministry or near the start of his ministry, where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reveal the mind of God regarding the way it is to be amongst mankind. A lot of preconceived notions and a lot of assumptions being made regarding the law of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to take up a tone here in which he's going to say, "You've heard this, but I'm telling you, this is the way that it is." And seeing the multitudes in Matthew 5, verse 1, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, so the disciples are at hand, and they're near the Lord, they're up there close, but there's also multitudes at hand too. And there's going to be others there listening on to the words of our Lord Jesus. Again, the testimony regarding Jesus as he speaks, not as the scribes, but as one that has authority. The scribes would say, God says this, and God says that, and this is what I think that it means. But Jesus says, I say unto you, and he speaks unto us. Again, taking these Beatitudes here, what they're known as, the blessed are, the blessedness of these different things the Lord points out, I think we can take and see a parallel here in regards to salvation and the progression for the child of God being saved and brought to life and to growth in the Lord. It says here in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And again, the sinner that is lost and undone in his sins has no spirit. But by virtue of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his salvation come upon them, they're filled with the Spirit of God and will be given all things as the Father has designed and planned. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Those that mourn over their sins, we're empty in spirit, we're poor in spirit, we have no spirit, but we're brought to repentance of our sins and see the error of our way, and that our sin is against God, a holy and righteous God. We justly deserve the condemnation of hell and the lake of fire forever. And those that mourn, those that are repentant over their sins will be comforted. Blessed are the meek or the self-controlled, for they shall inherit the earth. See, the meek say, yes, Lord. The meek are those that have strength, have power, have the wherewithal to do things. But just because they can do a thing doesn't mean that they pursue it. They're very self-controlled. Our Lord Jesus was meek. Our brother Moses was a meek man, meekest in all the earth. And the Lord says here, the self-controlled unto repentance will inherit the earth. Just as it says here about the kingdom of heaven for the poor in spirit. It says in verse number 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. The desiring of obedience to the Lord. The desire of holiness and walking with the Lord and being obedient to him, not serving the flesh, not yielding to the way of the world and the world system, but hungering and thirsting after righteousness. What's the Lord say? They shall be filled. They want more and more of God Almighty, hungering and thirsting after the righteousness of the Lord. The imputed righteousness of the Lord granted unto us by virtue of salvation is a filling indeed. It is a filling indeed. And the Lord says that these are blessed. This word blessed is talking about the joy, the filling, and the touch of God upon the blessed one. And then we see an attribute here that is to be in the children of God. Verse number 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Kindness and long-suffering, not giving what one deserves. That's what the Lord has done for us. I deserved hell and the lake of fire forever. but by Jesus Christ I've been pardoned, I've been forgiven, I've been redeemed and bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have obtained mercy. God did not give me what I deserve, but rather was gracious and gave me that which I did not deserve. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, kindness, love, and care. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart, again, the clean and the holy, the desiring of the virtue of God and holiness and righteousness, even the kindness of the Lord, they are the ones. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And the thing is our holiness as the children of God comes imputed, given unto us freely by the Lord Jesus Christ. Somehow God is able to take the righteousness of Christ, the God-man, and take that and put that to the account of sinners saved by him. The pure in heart, the holy, will see God. And by what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for his children, we will be able to see God indeed. The Lord Jesus Christ makes it very clear in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 14, that if we have seen him, we have seen the Father. It tells us in Colossians that the fullness of the Godhead is in the Lord Jesus Christ bodily. He is the one. He is the one in which we see and know and believe and rest in our Lord Jesus. Blessed are the pure, the ones made clean by the Lord, for they shall see God. Verse number 9, blessed are the peacemakers. As our Lord is a peacemaker between himself and mankind, his children, so the children of God desire to be peacemakers, to be witnesses, to be ambassadors for the Lord, to declare unto all, be reconciled unto God by the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Those who are saved want the same for others. Want the same for others round about them. It's just the way that it is. Those who are saved and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, want that for others. Verse number 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Again, a continual progression. Those that live godly will indeed suffer persecution, will be tested, will be tried, will be tormented, will be tempted. It's just that way. We have it so blessed and easy and good in our country, in this country that we have. But the Lord says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. The world will misunderstand and will not like the message that we bring, the message and the Savior that turned and changed us. And there will be a persecution of such. But the Lord says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit are inheritors of the kingdom of heaven. And they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, verse 11, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. It won't be true, but the Lord says, blessed, happy, touched by God, you are. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you are. When they revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Blessed, he says in verse number 12, rejoice. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. They did these things to the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I expect that I would get away without bearing any shame, without bearing any scoffing? Oh, it's going to be, and the Lord says, rejoice. If this comes the way of the children of God to a greater extent, there will be a greater blessing from our Lord. They treated him this way. How would we expect to not be treated the same? Blessed are you, verse 11, when men shall revile you and persecute you. Oh, it's vehement and it's mean. And shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Not that we stir them up personally, not that I offend people in my person, Jim, being an offense to people. That's not what he's talking about. But a stand in and a stand for the Word of God and its ways, applying it to my life, applying it to our family, applying it to our church and the people of the Lord, walking with the Lord. We will be reviled. We will be persecuted. Lies will be told if we're doing so for the Lord's sake. He says, rejoice, verse 12, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted they the prophets which were before you. They did it to the prophets. They did it to the Lord Jesus here in our context, our perspective. It came to pass on the Lord Jesus too. He was reviled and was nothing but holy and blessed. He was persecuted and he came telling the truth. He was lied against. They tried to lie against him there, even at the mock trial. They couldn't get witnesses that agreed. He did so for the truth's sake, for the Father's sake, for the mission that he was sent on to bring and to win our salvation. He says for us following him, they did it to him. They'll do it to us. He said, if they did this to my Lord, we need to love him and be faithful to the end by his help and by his strength. He said, when this comes to pass, rejoice, because we have a great reward in heaven. They did it to our forebears. They did it to our brethren before us. And then in verse 13 of Matthew 5, the Lord Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Salt. Salt makes the difference, doesn't it? Salt helps the taste of food, helps the taste of meat. It's very difficult to eat a piece of meat without having the seasoning of salt, whether it's fish or whether it's cow, beef, or lamb, any of fowl, different fowl and such, without the seasoning of salt, it just doesn't taste good. Many vegetables, a little bit of salt brings out the flavor. It's interesting how the Lord has designed that and made that salt so. Salt is a staple for life. If you and I don't have a certain amount of sodium chloride, our bodies are not going to work. They will not work correctly. They will not work right. We need that salt within us. It's vital unto life. There was a day in different places on the earth centuries and millennia ago that salt was used as money because it was more valuable than gold. Can you believe that? Salt being more valuable than gold, because without salt, you would not live. And then there's the preserving that salt does. A lot of people are coming up in this time, coming up to hog killing. It's going to be hog killing time here in the month of December, and many are going to pack their pork in salt. They're going to cure their hams or some of their meat in salt, and that's just the way that it's done. Salt is a preservative, and men have been taking and preserving meat for centuries with salt. The Lord Jesus says to his children, you're the salt of the earth. There's no substitute for salt. There's nothing to replace salt. There's not two salts. There's one. And that is what the Lord likens his children unto in this world. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.